You are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to In Him Meditations. And today we continue with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. We'll be meditating with the New International Version and the Passion Translation. So let's begin. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Let's take it one more time. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I believe this is a good time to personalize the scripture and speak it into our lives. So this is how we take it. God made Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for me, so that in Christ Jesus, I have now become the righteousness of God. So now let's take it one more time. God made Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for me, so that in Christ Jesus, I have now become the righteousness of God. I feel we should take it one more time. God made Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for me, so that in Christ Jesus, I have now become the righteousness of God. This is a very beautiful scripture and is worthy of meditation. One of the first things we see here is Christ has been made sin for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Christ has been made sin for me. Therefore, my sins are forgiven. My sins in the past, in the present, and even in the future are forgiven. Christ has been made sin for me. Therefore, God is not judging me and judging my sin act, but God has given me forgiveness because of Christ. So I can boldly say my sins are forgiven. I am now the righteousness of God. I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God has forgiven me all my sins. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God has forgiven me all my sins. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This means God cannot be angry at me. This means God cannot be offended at me. This means God will never judge me. This means I am pleasing to God. This means every time God is thinking about me, He is pleased with me. The thoughts of me give Him joy. Memories of me put a smile on His face, because I am the righteousness of God. I have a right standing with my Father. I have a right standing with my Father. It means I can walk boldly into the throne of God and not be afraid, and not be frightened, and not be scared. Instead, I can walk boldly into that throne, knowing that my sins are forgiven, knowing that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, knowing that God will never judge me, and knowing that God will never refuse me. And this is why I can always obtain mercy in times of need. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have made me right. Thank you, Jesus. You have made me pleasing to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. You've given me access. Thank you, Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Now, I'd like to show you something very beautiful about this scripture, another perspective. You know, when scripture says we are now become the righteousness of God, it means we are God's right. It therefore means that we can stand and take decisions for our Father. It means we can fully represent God on earth. It means we can totally stand in the gap and do what our Father would have done. It means we are the children of His right hand. We are the child of His right hand. We are the ones that fully represent Him. We have that God status on earth By that, I don't mean people worship us, but people look at us and see our Father's hand in our lives. And people acknowledge that indeed we are children of the Almighty. And people give glory to our Father. So thank you, Jesus. This is what we're saying. Thank you, Jesus. I represent you on that fully. Thank you, Jesus. I bear your image fully. Thank you, Jesus. I do God kind of things. Thank you, Jesus. I do God-sized miracles. I perform God-sized wonders. I bring out God-sized manifestations. Thank you, Jesus. On earth, I represent you fully. When men see me, they see the Father. When men see me, they see the Father. When men see me, they see the Father. Because I have now become the righteousness of God. I have now become the express image of the Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have made me as you are. Thank you, Jesus. You have made me just as you are. Thank you, Jesus. I am lacking in no good thing because you have made me your righteousness. Oh, glory to God. And now let's look at the Passion Translation. It says, "For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that we who did not know righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with Him." Let's take it one more time. "For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that we who did not know righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with Him." So we say this one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Christ has been made sin for me. Now I have been made the righteousness of God. Christ has been made sin for me. Christ died in my place, and I died with Him. Christ was judged in my place, and by His judgment and by His sufferings, I take His glory and I reign with Him. Therefore, in this life, I do not suffer the consequences of sin. In this life, I do not face the effect of death. In this life, sin and death is not at work against me, but instead, eternal life is at work in me, because I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Eternal life is at work in my mind. Eternal life is at work in my body. Eternal life is at work in my job. Eternal life is at work in my family. Eternal life is at work in everything I do, because I have now become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No sin is affecting me. There is no condemnation on me, because I am in Christ. I have been made right with my Father. I have been made right with God. I have been made right with my Father. Oh, I am big. Oh, I am mighty. Oh, I am doing great things. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am your righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have made me righteous. You have made me just as you are. And today, as you do these things God has called you out to do, there will be great signs and wonders, because indeed this righteous nature will speak for you. This righteousness in you will do big things through you. God has called you out as His righteous one, and you stand in your office and you do what God has anointed you to do in the name of Jesus.
You've been listening to Sent Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.